This is Jay Sekulow, an attack on the Ten Commandments destined for the Supreme Court.
Live from Washington, D.C.
This is my right.
Jay Sekulow Live.
Right given by God.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now.
Live a free life.
Call 1-800-684-3110.
Live in freedom.
That's 1-800-684-3110.
Talking about freedom.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
I will fight.
Hey, welcome to the broadcast, everyone. 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Our call lines are open for you. We're talking about an issue that is now going to the Supreme Court of the United States. It involves the Ten Commandments. It's involving a group, and we're going to give you the details of this in a moment, folks. It's an unbelievable attack on the Ten Commandment monuments. We've got two cases, both going to the Supreme Court of the United States. Why is it that the Ten Commandments are under such an aggressive attack? That's what we want to talk about. We want to ask your questions. You've got them. Give us a call. If you've got a situation in your community, give us a call. 1-800-684-3110. What is it about the Ten Commandments that causes constant constitutional showdowns in towns throughout the United States? Also, by the way, brand new feature on ACLJ.org. Go to the Contact the ACLJ. When you go to that section of the website, it's right on the front page and our homepage. You can go to On the Radio and you can email us a question that you might have on this topic or another issue. If you're concerned about a particular problem in your community, you go to ACLJ.org, contact the ACLJ on the radio, and email us during the live broadcast. As I said, our phone lines are open for you, 1-800-684-3110. The issue, why is it that the Ten Commandments are again under attack? Here's the situation. It's out of Utah. Two cities, both sued by a group called Summum, S-U-M-M-U-M. That's the group. Now, this group has got some very strange practices that they have as part of their, quote, religious beliefs. We've got a detailed memo. Folks, some of it is so bizarre, I'm not even going to put it on radio or post it online because it would be inappropriate. But Jordan, we've done the research on this. Jordan's been helping on this. It's an unbelievable situation, this
group. Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, if you're more interested in that, obviously we can't talk about it on air today. We can't really even put it on our website. But you can go and research the group. It's right on their website. Summon is the name of the group. Summon, S-U-M-M-U-M is the name of the group. Google it. You can look it up online. But just to let you know, one thing that you may find interesting about the group, they're the only organization in the world that still does mummification for people or for your pets or animals.
Yeah, that's part of their seven principles. And they want these seven principles, which include the principle of vibration, the principle of gender. We'll give you the list of the seven aphorisms. And they're demanding that two cities in Utah post these next to the Ten Commandment monuments that the cities accepted over 50 years ago. We're representing two cities, one that's called Pleasant Grove, the other that is Duchesne's, both in Utah, a major, major attack going to the Supreme Court of the United States. And what you've got is you've got 4,000 of these Ten Commandment monuments throughout the United States. You've seen them. And they're put up, a lot of them were put up by the Fraternal Order of Eagles, given to the cities. Cities accepted them, became what the government was conveying. This is the Fraternal Order of Eagles have been important organizations in these communities, but some of them is now demanding that if you keep up the Ten Commandments, you have to put up their seven aphorisms. And if you've got the Statue of Liberty in Statue of Liberty Park, the same organization or similar organizations could argue we have the right to put up the Statue of Tyranny. In other words, this is to counter the Ten Commandments. It's called the Seven Aphorisms.
That's right. The Seven Aphorisms are, and just so you know, summon means the highest or greatest, the sum total. Here are the aphorisms. The principle of psychokinesis, the principle of correspondence, vibration, opposition, rhythm, cause and effect, and gender. And we'll tell you when we get back from the breaks, folks, but this group thinks this is a substitute. This was the original Ten Commandments that was destroyed by God because people weren't ready for them yet at the time of Moses.
Here's what we're doing. We want to encourage these cities in Utah to keep up the good fight, and they need your help. We want to stand with them in a solidarity, a proclamation and support, a petition of solidarity and support for these two cities to continue to let us take this case now up to the Supreme Court of the United States. Add your name. We want to hear from thousands of you on this. We've had great success when we've done this in the past. 877-989-2255. If you want to stand up for the Ten Commandments, that's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org.
I'm talking about freedom.
A disturbing decision by a federal appeals court could change the landscape of America. The issue involves a challenge to the display of the Ten Commandments in two Utah cities. And if left unchecked, the decision would force cities and states to make a troubling choice: remove long-standing monuments or permit any group to display any monument in public places. Imagine the city of New York required to put up a statue of tyranny to counter the Statue of Liberty. The American Center for Law and Justice is working aggressively to see that this twisted interpretation of the First Amendment is overturned. The ACLJ represents the two Utah cities and soon will be asking the Supreme Court of the United States to step in and correct this injustice. Stand with the ACLJ and send a message of support to the two Utah cities at the forefront of this landmark legal battle. Add your name to the ACLJ Citizens Petition of Support. Call now 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or add your name online at ACLJ.org. Regent University's School of Law, uniquely positioned, integrating the study of law with biblical principles. At Regent Law School, the study of law is more than just a profession, it's a calling. Jay Sekulow, Chief Counsel of the American Center for Law and Justice.
Regent's motto is training Christian leaders to change the world. And right now, in our nation and really globally, lawyers are at the forefront of global change. And Christian lawyers need to be leading that front.
Jay teaches at Regent Law School, where students receive an exceptional legal education.
The common bond of the students at Regent University is the commitment to academic excellence and being taught from a Christian perspective. We have a wide diversity of students with a wide representation of Christian denominations, and I think that's what makes the school great.
If you're considering a career in the law, consider Regent Law School today. The time to apply, right now. Call toll-free at 1-877-267-5072. There's also more information online at regent.edu/law. Regent Law School, training Christian lawyers to change the world.
This is my right, a right given by God to live a free life.
You know, we live in a great country, and freedom is what we seek. And the Ten Commandments have played a significant role in the development of law in Western civilization. But a group called Summum is now demanding in two cities in Utah, but they're going to take this throughout the United States. They're going to argue, and they have argued, that if you allow a Ten Commandment monument to be displayed as part of the government's speech, that you now have to allow Summum, that's their organization, to put up the seven aphorisms. By the way, the group Summum, they believe the world, and I'm telling you this, and we're trying to put it in as gentle words as we can. They believe that God created the world through a sex act. That is the position that they advocate. They have a seven aphorisms as part of their statements. It is, and Jordan's got more information on this that we'll share in a moment. But here's the issue. The 10th Circuit Court of Appeals has said that the two cities involved in Utah must display the Summum monuments next to the Ten Commandments to counter the Ten Commandments. We think that decision is wrong. The cities have asked us to take it to the Supreme Court of the United States. We are doing that. We are working on that right now. But what we wanted to do as we start this very important campaign off, we wanted to send a very powerful message to our friends in Utah, to the citizens of both Deschanes and Pleasant Grove, Utah, that the American people are with them on this, that we are en route to the Supreme Court of the United States. We want to encourage and continue to show support for these two communities that are taking such a bold stand, protecting all of our rights. And what we want you to do is sign on to this petition. And you're going to want to sign on to this petition, folks, because, again, this group is like the counter, the anti-Ten Commandments. Even more specific than that, a website that they link to as part of their websites are unbelievable. It's very sexual in content, so we're trying to, again, alleviate a lot of that discussion. But you need to know what we're dealing with at the Supreme Court in the United States.
Yeah, it's interesting. Summon does not try to pass himself off as a religious group. They say that they're just organized or operated as a people who get together to try to liberate their minds and free their spirits. They don't have doctrine, dogma, or beliefs. But they gain experience through each other and through liberating yourself. They run a website called sexualecstasy.org as part of this links right off the Summon website that talks about all these different things that we're talking about here. But folks, I think you got to understand, because when you first look at their website, you don't see this stuff. But you look at the links, just like so many of the groups that we talk about, when you look past the initial front homepage and see what they're linking to, how they're making profit, what they're selling on their website, on this sexual ecstasy website, and what those seven aphorisms are about, what those stand for, it's truly disturbing stuff that we can't even get to on radio.
But we want to make a stand here, because here's what's going to happen. If we can't get the Supreme Court to hear, and I think they will, they're going to march, someone will march in every community throughout the United States and get up their seven their seven aphorisms to counter the Ten Commandments, where there's a veteran of foreign war monument, praising the work of our troops and defending freedom. Anti-war group would be able to demand that the government put up their monument too. The Statue of Liberty, you'd have to put next to it the Statue of Tyranny. And this group, who believes that the world was created through God through a sex act, it's unbelievable what they're talking about here and what's at stake. But folks, we want to stand with these two cities. 877-989-2255. What we're saying is this: we want to stand behind the mayors and the citizens of Deschenes, Utah, and Pleasant Grove, Utah, because of their commitment to the public display of the Ten Commandments as an expression of our national heritage, that we're supporting them as citizens, and we want to hear a rallying cry from all 50 states on this. 877-989-2255 to add your voice. We're going to be taking your phone calls. And by the way, if you want to email us a question, just go to, while we're on the air, aclj.org. Look at the contact section. Out from the sidebar will be on radio, you can email us a question. Let's go right to the phones.
Wayne is calling from Colorado on line one. Wayne, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Hi, Wayne.
How you doing?
Great.
I'm actually from North Carolina, but I'm just out here working. But,
okay.
This thing with this group, the more I listen to you, this sounds like one of those 60s hippies commune groups that's come up out of the woodwork to try to, purport their philosophies and so forth with the way they're doing things. But my personal belief on this thing is why people are fighting the Ten Commandments so much is because they know probably in their hearts, and if you look back on history and the historical part of this, is that anywhere and wherever this has been, people get convicted because of them.
Well, it's a standard, and anytime you set a standard, you're going to get opposition. But what I'm trying to convey, and I appreciate you calling in, Wayne, is this opposition from this group, it's unbelievable, folks, what they're doing. And they've succeeded in telling the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals, who, by the way, split 6-6 for what's called a rehearing en banc. That was we wanted the whole 10th Circuit to hear the case. It was 6-6, which means the lower court opinion of the three-judge panel stands, which was against us, although a great dissent from Judge Mike McConnell. We're taking that to the Supreme Court of the United States. But this group is outrageous in what they're advocating.
It is, and they've got these pyramids that they run, and I think, Wayne, you made interesting points about this. This isn't about a religious group at all. They're not even trying to claim that. In fact, they say the opposite. They're not about dogmas or beliefs or religion. They're about freeing themselves and freeing your mind and understanding this higher law power. That's what they think the aphorisms are. They think they're these higher law principles that were not ready for people when Moses got them, and now they're enlightened enough to receive them. That's what this group is about, but it's still not even about a religious doctrine. It's about freeing yourself and all these sexual things, like the website they run, Sexual Ecstasy. That's a focus of this group throughout all of the information online.
By the way, they also teach that when the two different tablets were given by Moses, by God to Moses, remember the first one Moses broke, that actually the first tablets that were destroyed were the seven aphorisms, but that the world wasn't ready for that, so that's when God had to settle for the Ten Commandments. This is the position this group's advocating, and we're having to take this to the Supreme Court of the United States. Two separate cases, folks, and we've got a lot of lawyers, and I'm leading the charge on this. We're praying that the Supreme Court of the United States will hear it. I believe they will. There's a conflict in the circuits. This is going to be huge cases involving the public display again of the Ten Commandments, once again under attack in ways, and we want to stand with these cities. We want you to add your name to the Citizens Petition of Support. I'd love to hear from everybody listening to this broadcast today to call our toll-free number and say, we're with these cities. We're going to fight for the display of the Ten Commandments. We're not going to have the counter commandments mandated that they be put up, especially advocating what these groups are advocating here. 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. To add your name that way, you can just call our toll-free number or aclj.org. And when you're on the website, remember, if you want to email us a question while we're on the air, just go to the Contact Us section under radio. You can email us a question.
Katie is calling from California on line one. Katie, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Hi, Katie.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi. You know, the Ten Commandments, our Constitution, this is about America. Our Constitution was based, for the most part, on the Ten Commandments. And almost all of the thousands of laws that we have created as a result of that are based on the Ten Commandments. This is about America, not about some third world view about what, you know,
I think you're right. I think it's, look, Western civilization is based on the foundations of the Ten Commandments. That's why they're in the Supreme Court of the United States as part of the lawgivers, the great display there. That's why Moses is outside on the outside in the exterior of the Supreme Court. That's why the Ten Commandments, words written in Hebrew, are actually displayed inside the Supreme Court in about 13 different locations. So you can imagine that the Ten Commandments have played a huge impact. But this is the latest attack. And, Katie, what they're trying to do is make an end run around what's called the Van Orden decision. In Van Orden, the Supreme Court in a 6-3 decision said that those Ten Commandment monuments could stay in places like in the state capitol grounds of Texas or as they are in the park in Duchesne's or in Pleasant Grove, Utah. But now this group is the latest attack, and they got the Tenth Circuit to agree with them. And it's a group that has a very, very bizarre view, and that's why we're fighting so aggressively.
Let's go back to the phones. Michelle is calling from Indiana on line 5. Michelle, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, Michelle.
Hi.
Hi. You're on the air.
Yes. My comment is that these people don't want to be reminded of the truth. That they don't want these monuments because they don't want the word of God in their face. And they are in such bondage. They think they want to free themselves, but they're in such bondage. And
I think there is a spiritual dimension to this, and I think it's a significant one. And when you look at this group, I mean, I had our legal staff here do a memo. And we're going to try to figure out if there's a way we can get some of this memo up on the website without offending a lot of people. So we're going to try to edit around some things. But it's unbelievable what this group is advocating. Michelle, and this is the group we're fighting. So this is a spiritual battle. It's a legal battle as well. We're fully cognizant of the spiritual attack on this. I'm meeting this afternoon with our founder, Pat Robertson, to discuss this with him because there's a spiritual component to this that I think is significant. And you got to realize who you're fighting here. And this is, you're fighting the principalities and powers. That's what this is. But it's going to play out where we often find ourselves, and that's at the Supreme Court of the United States. So we'd appreciate everybody's prayers on this. 1-800-684-3110 is the number. We're talking about this new attack on the Ten Commandments. By the way, if you go to ACLJ.org, right on the homepage, we've got a great display of it's really like a movie trailer about what this case is involving. So if you go to ACLJ.org and right under the ACLJ spotlight section, it says another attack on the Ten Commandments, and you play that thing, you'll get some really great information about this. Again, some of this information we're going to try to edit to get up on the website, but it shows you the nature of the group we're fighting. Here's what we want to do. We've got a petition, a citizen's petition of support going to the communities of Pleasant Grove and Duchesne's in Utah, thanking them for taking the stand, but encouraging them to continue the good fight. And that's where we need your help. We want to be able to give the mayors of these cities, when I go out there in the next couple of weeks, we want to be able to give these mayors thousands and thousands of signatures of people that are standing with these great communities that are fighting so aggressively. 877-989-2255 to add your name to this petition. Again, 877-989-2255. You can also go to ACLJ.org, sign up there, and send us an email with your questions.
Hi, this is Jay Sekulo, and I want to invite you to join me on a trip of a lifetime. So many people took advantage of this year's trip to Israel organized by the American Center for Law and Justice that plans are now underway for another journey to Israel. This is a trip you won't want to miss. Here's what one of our tour participants had to say.
It gave me a greater understanding. It was just more in-depth. It was just an awesome, awesome trip.
You will visit the historic sites and the holy sites in Israel, meet with top government leaders and military experts. I will be providing insight and briefings during the trip. Hundreds of people joined me in traveling to Israel this last summer. Now make plans for next year, an exceptional trip to the Holy Land, scheduled for June of 2008. Put your name on an information list, and the ACLJ will keep you posted as the dates and costs of the trip are finalized. By calling our toll-free number, you'll be given the first opportunity to join us on this historic trip. So call now, 1-800-662-5406. That's 1-800-662-5406. Visit Israel next year with us, and you will never be the same.
A disturbing decision by a federal appeals court could change the landscape of America. The issue involves a challenge to the display of the Ten Commandments in two Utah cities. And if left unchecked, the decision would force cities and states to make a troubling choice. Remove long-standing monuments or permit any group to display any monument in public places. Imagine the city of New York required to put up a statue of tyranny to counter the Statue of Liberty. The American Center for Law and Justice is working aggressively to see that this twisted interpretation of the First Amendment is overturned. The ACLJ represents the two Utah cities and soon will be asking the Supreme Court of the United States to step in and correct this injustice. Stand with the ACLJ and send a message of support to the two Utah cities at the forefront of this landmark legal battle. Add your name to the ACLJ Citizens Petition of Support. Call now 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Or add your name online at ACLJ.org.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Here's the issue, folks, and I'll tell you this. You got to look at what you're dealing with here, and this is a group that has a very different, to say the least, view of worldview. They have, in addition to their statements, and you're going to really, this one is a buckle your seatbelt statement here. They believe that the seven aphorisms are the higher law and that the Ten Commandments were just inferior. And that's why that their position needs to be advocated. This is the position that they're taking. This is what we're dealing with. If you go to ACLJ.org, on the front page in our spotlight section, we have a whole discussion about this case where you can actually pull a video presentation on your computer. So that'll be very, very helpful for you. We also have information posted in the news section. We're working on the briefs right now. We're going to edit this version of this legal memo that we have so that we can get a clean version, shall we say, posted up on the website. There's a lot of stuff in here right now I cannot say and will not say on air. But it tells you why we need to stand with these two communities. This is what they're doing. This is a spiritual battle. It's a legal battle. We want you to encourage you to continue to fight and fight aggressively here. And here's what we need to do. 877-989-2255 is the number. That's 877-989-2255. That will allow you to sign our petition of support with these two communities. I want to give this to the mayors that are allowing us to take these cases to the Supreme Court of the United States. And on their behalf, and really on behalf of everyone that wants the Ten Commandments to continue to be posted, folks, if they win this, if someone continues to win this and they won it at the Tenth Circuit, you could see the 4,000 monuments across the country all being subject to removal because of this group. So this is a very, very serious fight. Again, if you want to add your name to this petition, we encourage you to do so. 877-989-2255. Let's stand up for this. It's very, very important. Back to the phones we go.
Carolyn's calling from Texas on line 4. Carolyn, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Carolyn.
Hi, Jay. I'm not a regular listener, and I just want to ask my question,
sure.
And then I'll hang it and listen
okay.
to your answer. But what I don't understand is who is behind this. I mean, we got rid of communism in our country and replaced it with the ACLU. And I don't understand why we're allowing the ACLU to have so much power.
Well, interestingly, in this particular case, the ACLU has not made an appearance yet. So it's not an ACLU lawyer that's doing this. It's a lawyer out in Utah that's representing his client. Of course, anybody has the right to have a lawyer, so we're not disparaging a lawyer for doing the case. That's their right as an American citizen. And I don't know if the ACLU is behind. I don't think they're behind this at all. I don't know what position they're going to take legally. That will get clarified once we get the Supreme Court's, we file our petitions for certiorari with the Supreme Court. So we'll get a better sense then. I suspect they'll be opposed to us because it's the Ten Commandments. And they've generally been on, as you know, on the other side of these Ten Commandment displays. But is the next thing this group going to do is demand that the Supreme Court of the United States emblazon in the marble the seven aphorisms of Summum? As part of in the marble in the Supreme Court of the United States? That's the argument they're advocating. That's the position they're taking. So that's exactly why, again, we want to encourage you to add your name to this petition, going to these mayors, going to the citizens of Duchesne and Valley Grove, Pleasant Grove. Very important. 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255.
Tom's calling from Connecticut on line 1. Tom, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Tom.
Hey, Jay. How are you today?
Great.
I think it's not as big an issue about who this is as the fact that it's occurring at all. We have allowed the pendulum to swing so far
right.
because good people haven't stepped up to the plate and said, no, enough is enough.
Well, here's the good thing, and I appreciate you calling. The good citizens of these two communities are saying enough is enough. And I need to make this very clear. These citizens have been, and their mayors, Mayor Clinton and Mayor Daniels of Pleasant Grove and Duchesne, Utah, are taking the right stand, letting these cases go to the Supreme Court of the United States. We're filing those cert petitions very soon. One of the things that we are looking at as this moves forward, is, of course, getting the Supreme Court to hear it. But they are standing up. But you're right. People think the Ten Commandments are easy pickings. They think it's an easy way to get things removed. That is not the case. The communities here are fighting. We are fighting with them. We're going to continue to work this aggressively.
Let's go right back to the phones. Max is calling from New Jersey on line 6. Max, welcome to JSEC Yo Live.
Hi, Max.
Hi, Jay. Listen, I have two questions.
Sure.
One, don't you think the real problem is that in our school systems they're teaching evolution today where, you know, all religions, I mean, religion is essentially some sort of superstition at this point. It's not based in any kind of, physical reality. And therefore, all religions are essentially in the same footing. They're all a bunch of falderod. That whatever you conjure up in your mind, that's your religion.
Well, you're right. I mean, there's a vacuum in evolution is the dogma of the public school system. Teaching even the intelligent design theory raises, as we've talked about many times on this broadcast, constitutional crises. It shouldn't, but it does. And this is kind of what you get. I think this is a group that's on the fringe, to say the least, the Summum Group. But we've got a great informational presentation on these cases on the website at aclj.org. So I'd encourage you to go right to the website. By the way, you can sign up online also at aclj.org to sign the Citizens Petition of Support. You can also do so by simply calling us at 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255.
And I want to encourage folks, too, for the next programs, you can email us questions now on the air. You go to aclj.org in the left-hand column, contact the ACLJ, and it'll come up on the radio. Click on that. You can send us questions, and we'll answer them live on air, noon Eastern time, Monday through Friday. Email us questions. We want to hear from you even during the show. If you're not able to call in, you can still ask us a question if you're listening. Let's go right back to the phones. Robbie's calling from Nevada on line 4. Robbie, welcome to JSEC Yo Live.
Hi, Robbie.
Okay, thanks for taking my phone call. You know, one of the greatest injustices I think we've done to ourselves as Christians has made it a point that we can't stand up and fight for anything, that we always got to turn the other cheek. I understand that Jesus wants us to turn the other cheek, but there's a time in history and a time and a place where we're going to have to stand up as Christians and come together and stop this.
The Apostle Paul exercises the rights as a citizen of Rome. So turning the cheek is in a different, I think, is what Jesus meant by that, was in a completely different context. And, but you don't allow, and you're not required to surrender your rights as an American citizen or a citizen of the country you reside in. And that's why the Apostle Paul said, listen, I'm a citizen of Rome, so you can't throw me out through the back of the jail here. I have certain rights that I'm entitled to, and I'm going to demand those rights. And again, that's why the two cities involved here, the city of Duchesne and Pleasant Grove, are both asking us, and we have agreed to take these cases to the Supreme Court of the United States. By the way, we got a stay from the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals, so those monuments will stay while these cases are being appealed. That was a very positive development. We're encouraged about that. So the monuments stay while these appeals go forward. But we want you to, again, add your name to the Citizens' Petition of Support. We want to let the citizens of these two great cities know we appreciate them taking the stand here in defense of the Ten Commandments. Add your name at 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or aclj.org.
Bill is calling from Idaho on line 1. Bill, welcome to JSEC Yo Live.
Hi, Bill.
I just wanted to make a couple of quick comments for you to comment on. One, with this being so bad that you can't put it on the radio or on the Internet, would the obscenity law affect this? Also, as far as the Ten Commandments, would the Historical Society be able to come in and protect any of these sort of
things? Well, the historical societies have come in throughout the country because you're right, these monuments, some of them are 50, 60 years old already or even older. There's one that dates back, not in this particular case, in another case that we're involved in, to 1913. So yes, the historical societies have said that. Certainly in the Supreme Court Historic Society would say that for the Supreme Court building. With regard to why we're not putting on the website, doesn't meet the legal definition of pornography or obscenity. But it's inappropriate, and because it's inappropriate, we're just not going to display it. We're going to talk around it. I'm going to edit this memo so you get a sense, but you're already getting a sense of what this is. I mean, as Jordan said, the principles that they advocate, you could figure it out yourself what they're advocating.
Principle number 3 of the aphorism is the principle of vibration. That's enough for you folks. If you want more information, you can look it up on your own time. We just don't want to talk about it. There's kids listening, looking at websites. If you want more information, just check it out. It's Summon is the website. It's easy to find.
But what we're doing here, folks, is this is the group we're having to go to the Supreme Court of the United States against, and this is what we're fighting. So as I said, we want to encourage you to keep praying for us as we're working on these cert petitions. But also, let's support the good citizens of Duchesne and Pleasant Grove. 877-989-2255 to add your name to the support petition. This is the Citizens Petition of Support. 877-989-2255. 888-989-2255. You can also go to aclj.org or simply call us at 877-989-2255.